Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen Germain. Talk radio to help make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. We have a dynamic new format with Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle. And I do give interviews on the subject matter that I know best, higher self, manifestation, Akashic Records, and more. So stay with us. And
this is Billy Roberti. And Maureen St. Germain, thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Record. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us that their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop for Macapa meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Macapa and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Danielle Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you will learn tips and tools that you can use right now. Today, we're talking about how do you step out of the matrix. Before we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. So, Maureen, tell us about the mass consciousness matrix.
Okay. I'm glad you used that word. We use it a lot in the workshops. And the idea of mass consciousness is the concept that all of us do things, we have behaviors, we become a people, we develop rituals, we are part of social groups, and there's all different kinds of mass consciousness energy. So mass consciousness energy could be what everyone in the West does every day, every morning, like having a cup of coffee. Mass consciousness could be those of us who perhaps are raised in a particular religion or faith, and we have a particular ritual that we do that we have done with people in our group for years or years or centuries upon centuries. I think, for example, of the rosary, a traditional prayer among Catholics, but used in a great quantity by people all over the world from generation to generation to generation. Those things all become part of the concept of mass consciousness. And so then when we talk about the matrix or the grid of mass consciousness, we're literally talking about all the programming or ways to be human that we have developed in our reality.
Is this matrix anything like the movie The Matrix?
Well, I kind of think it is. And, you know, I was using the concept of The Matrix long before the movie came out, so I was delighted to see that somebody else saw The Matrix the way I did and that there was actually a set of behaviors that becomes part of a way people express as a system of being. And it's funny, we do things to, quote, fit in, or we do things because we all have agreement that we like that. And the important thing to understand is that if we become too tapped into this matrix or this grid of mass consciousness, we become a little more robotic. You know, we come home from work and we flip on the TV, or we you know, do whatever it is we do, that routine becomes a routine that lots of people do. And so there are ways to step outside of it, but, and we'll talk about that, but the benefit of that is that you can then be spontaneous. You can, if you're unplugged from that and you don't have to do things a certain way, then what happens is you can be spontaneous, and you can also be spontaneous in your guidance, and your guidance can come in and influence you, whereas before you were too much in your habit or your ritual to be able to be different.
To even listen to the inner guidance. Yeah. You talk about this a bit in your workshops. What can you tell us a little bit about those workshops that you do worldwide?
Well, I have a workshop called You Are the Genie in the Bottle, which is an amazing body of knowledge that came through and I've been working with since 1994. And essentially, we did two things. We developed a principles side of it and a practice. And the principles and practice are what? They're about how you manifest. And they take into account the fact that people are plugged into the mass consciousness grid and how to, quote, opt out. And then the other side of it is the principles behind it. And we use quantum physics, we use mathematics, we use what's known in science, and we show a specific formula that adds up, a formula that you can actually compute, a mathematical formula that proves the system is how the universe creates. And when we teach it, you know, it's this flow between the principles and the practice, principles and the practice, so that people can get the principles. Now, what does that do for you? It actually helps your mind accept the fact that you can co-create your world, because the math proves that it's true.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very exciting. So your classes actually can help you step out of this matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking
true.
The red pill.
I never got it figured out. Which one was the right one to take?
The red one is you take to realize that you're in a matrix to get you to step out.
To make you wake up.
To wake up,
the
exactly.
Matrix that you were playing in. And the blue pill basically says, I want back in, I want that steak, like that guy said in the movie. I don't care that it's a fake. I want my steak every night or something.
Yeah. I'm not even sure they talked about the blue pill. But once you take that red pill, you can never go back. Not the same way.
That's also true.
So why does this mass consciousness matrix exist, and what are the upsides and downsides of it?
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, the reason it exists is because we all have to have a blueprint. We all have to have a master plan. It's like autopilot on a plane. You know, it's possible to put a plane on autopilot, and it'll fly according to the course and according to the direction it's supposed to. But when we come into embodiment, when we come into our bodies, we're meant to develop our own programming, our own flight plan, so to speak. So the mass consciousness stuff is there as part of the default plan, as part of what will happen if we do nothing. If we don't change the reality, this is what we get. And it's kind of like, you know, if you buy a home that's the demo home for this subdivision, you get what they put in there. But if you build a home, you get to pick what's in it, and you get to choose. So mass consciousness is simply a place to start. You have to start with something. You know, if somebody's ever asked you to do something, like write a letter or create something, and you don't know where to start, and they'll say, well, here, let me draft up what I have in mind, and then you can comment on it. And so that's what this is about. It's the creator giving us the floor plan. This is our basic model. What are you going to do with it? And then, of course, the answer is, of course you can change it. That is what you were supposed to do. And it's what you have been supposed to do all along.
And we've just forgotten.
I don't know if it's even if you should say we forgot. We deliberately came in with blinders, with no idea that it was in our divine plan to come up with our own plan. And because we came in with blinders, we had to have a plan. And so that's why we have the default mass consciousness stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we intended to create something new and different. And the only way we could be sure to have it be completely new and different is if we didn't even know that there was a plan in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of mass consciousness that I didn't mention is that every generation, every society contributes to the mass consciousness, energy. And so groups of people behave certain ways because it's in their mass consciousness. You know, like I'm half Irish, and I don't mind saying that the Irish are known to have a temper, let's say, or that their temper rises quickly. And, you know, that's like in the mass consciousness. Maybe a person could step out of that if they found that they were having a serious problem with anger, and that that would help them not rise to anger quite so quickly.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we talk about the baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y. So we each of these generations has their own sort of consciousness matrix within the whole matrix of the world.
I think so, yes. And there are a lot of books on this, by the way. There are books on the indigo children. There's books on the crystal children. And being a parent of children of those generations, I can tell you that it's very desirable to read those books and to find out what you can about those children, because they are different and they react differently. And you might think to yourself, oh, well, raising children is raising children. But I can tell you that the crystal child that I have is a little bit arrogant and self-serving. And knowing
coming up,
that,
what is the alternative? Coming up, what is the alternative to this mass consciousness matrix? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And this is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about how do you step out of the matrix. By the way, you can listen to the show in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, by clicking on our News You Can Use link and choosing Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Also, our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And we're talking about how to opt out. Now we'd like to talk about how you opt out of this matrix. What if there's something about this that doesn't fit your needs or wants? How do you step out? Maureen?
Well, you know, it's important to understand that you don't really want to opt out completely, because then you'd be and have to go to the funny farm to live, because you wouldn't have a sense of what the reality is. So as we opt out, we are selectively opting out so that we choose what we take in rather than being fed. And one of the classic examples is how we get our news. In the old model, we watched TV and got the evening nightly news. Then, of course, there were more stations to listen to. And then there's now the Internet and the Internet radio and radio stations like this. And so you get to have those kinds of alternative options. And again, expanding that even more so, you could read the newspaper. That's the old model. And in the newer models, you go out to the Internet and you selectively pick the articles you want. You can read Russia News Today. You can read and listen to their audio programs. You can listen to the BBC. You can listen to NPR. All of these shows that might not be available to you where you are now, you have access to, and you get to choose. You are no longer being fed the version of the news that the major networks are giving you. And what's interesting is this is a free will world. This is a choice. And as I examine this deeper and deeper, you know, what is it about drinking a cup of coffee or reading the newspaper or watching television that makes me opt in to the mass consciousness? And the answer is, it isn't the caffeine. It isn't the news fix. It's the ritual. So if you can have a cup of coffee in the afternoon once in a while, there's no problem. But if you have to have a cup of coffee every single morning and you're in that ritual, then that's the stream that the mass consciousness rides on and delivers to your door whatever mass consciousness stuff is out there. And so by stepping out of the ritual, you are no longer receiving that stream of connection to all the other people that are doing that ritual.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you more choice in terms of not necessarily following the crowd.
You are exercising choice. And by stepping out of the ritual, you step out. Because someone asked me last night on a call, well, what if I have decaf? Is that okay? And the answer is no, it's not about coffee. It's not about caffeine. It's about the ritual that is a tradition, for example, in America. Most people have to have a cup of coffee in the morning. That's how they start their day. And when you step out of that ritual and you do something different, you know, even the girls in the coffee shop that stand in line ahead of me and say, I'm going to have a white chocolate mocha, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I didn't even know there was such a thing. That sounds really good. Even that is stepping out of mass consciousness. But, you know, try to do that in the afternoon, not in the morning when everyone else is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or some other time that pleases you that's not part of that ritual. I got to have a cup first thing to start my day, whenever that is.
So is my sense, and I've talked to a lot of people, they seem to see this too, is that when you look out in the world, there's one world that seems to be based on lack and war and conflict, and there seems to be another one out there that more people seem to be opting into that have to do with peace and oneness and love. How do you see this?
Well, first of all, I think that the mass media has deluded us into thinking or believing that there is war and issues that are problematic. But in truth, there are fewer crimes of hate. There are fewer issues with losses with regard to life or theft and so on in the world today than there were 5-10 years ago. Across the board, crimes are dropping. And there are statistics on this to prove it. Mm-hmm. And we will post an article about this on the website today for you to look at and where these statistics come from. They are from national sources. But the point is, the world is becoming a better place. The world is becoming a safer place. And it isn't true what we're being led to believe, that crime is on the rise and so on. What really is happening is we, as a society, are evolving to a newer state of peacefulness, consideration, agreement, honoring, using our resources, and inspiring one another to be better.
So despite appearances, the world is getting better.
That beside mass consciousness, gobbledygook, the world is getting better. This is a classic example of mass consciousness creating one version of the reality that isn't so, but people are putting enough weight on it that they're making it so in their minds, so to speak, and the real version based on the statistics that prove otherwise. If you get enough people to think something true long enough, it will become true. Conversely, if you get enough people thinking something isn't true, or the real statistics, it doesn't take long at all for that to catch on because people realize, oh, this is the fact. This is what's really going on. And that is very inspiring because then the hopelessness of our life, the hopelessness of disasters and issues around survival and living in life suddenly shift in an instant, and we really get it. We can make a difference. We can opt out. And I invite everyone who's listening to make that decision. I'm going to opt out, even if it's just 3 days a week where you change out your coffee routine or you decide, you know what, I don't need to read the daily newspaper the same way I did. Maybe I can get it online. Or maybe I can look at the newspaper and, you know, just thumb through it in a different way and just treat it differently. Change your routine. Opt out of the mass consciousness rituals. And watch how you will have a new awakening, a new awareness of how the reality really is. And look to us, www.maureenstgermain.com, MaureenStgermain.com, for an article on why the world is getting better.
That sounds like good news.
So next week we're going to talk about, what did we say we're going to talk about?
Do-it-yourself transformation. Finding your own path rather than stepping in someone else's footsteps.
So what we're going to talk about is I'm going to help people find their own do-it-yourself version, and we'll get into that a little bit on how to make that happen.
And as we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder to you to check www.maureenstgermain.com for our current specials. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety. On our website, click on our News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Saint with Maureen Saint Germain. There's a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, or relationships, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, schedule your own personal Akashic Records reading with Maureen by visiting our website, MaureenStGermain.com, and placing your order at our online store. If you are ordering an Akashic Records reading, consider her money-saving package that includes the 50-minute reading, a recording of it, and a bottle of Akasha, the Aramandala blend to use your reading to assist you in remembering and maximizing your outcome. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain until we meet in the heavens. We are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.